Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
It's been talking. Jesus talked about the resurrection, even during his own personal ministry. About in 3 days, I'm going to rise again. All these things he talked about. Well, not only did Jesus rise from the dead, and he told them in John chapter number 11, remember the story of Mary and Martha and Lazarus. And it was Martha who said, Jesus, if you had been here, Lazarus wouldn't have died. Remember that? And Jesus said this, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me shall never die. And then he said, believest thou this? Jesus Christ was the very resurrection. He said, I'm going to rise again. Well, not only did he rise again, the Bible says many of the saints which slept in the body, many of the bodies of the saints which slept, they arose, they received the resurrected bodies. And they were witnesses, not just to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but witnesses, yes, everything Jesus said is true about resurrection. Notice it's of the saints and not of the lost. So some of the, didn't say how many, but some of those saved people that lived in the area of Jerusalem who trusted Christ as their Savior, when Jesus was resurrected, after his resurrection, they begin to walk through the city of Jerusalem. Not just picture that. There's somebody at the door. Mom, it's Uncle Joe. We just buried him 2 weeks ago. What are you doing? It's true. It's true. Believe Christ. Are y'all getting the picture? That's the first fruits. And then there's what's called the main harvest. Matter of fact, I have verses here I'd love to talk about. I want you to see something. Leviticus chapter number 23. Write this down. I got to get moving real quick. Leviticus chapter number 23. I found this truth years ago. Yeah, you look through scripture, and I never forget. I was in Cuba, teaching eschatology in Cuba many years ago, and they celebrated Good Friday. I had just come there the week following Easter, and they just celebrated Good Friday and Easter, and I'm there the following week. And they asked about us celebrating Good Friday. I said, we don't celebrate Good Friday. And they looked at me, why don't you celebrate Good Friday? I said, well, Jesus wasn't crucified on Friday. Went through the teach about, well, I never, wow, we'd never heard that before. And if you hadn't ever heard that before, talk to me after church, and we'll talk about why Jesus wasn't crucified on Friday. He said, I'll be in the tomb 3 days and three nights. And suddenly, we got talking about some things. And I turned to Leviticus chapter number 23, and I just found this just a little bit before I went to Cuba, and I shared this with them, beginning in verse number 10. Leviticus 23, verse number 10. Speaking to the children of Israel, saying to them, when ye be come into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then ye shall bring a sheaf of first fruits. Remember, we talked about that in the New Testament, the first fruits. The first fruits mean there's a promise of something to follow. So the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. And verse number 11, and he shall weigh the sheaf to the Lord to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Sabbath. The priest shall wave it. When is the Sabbath? Saturday. Always has been, always will be. Saturday is a Sabbath. But notice when he said we're going to wave that sheaf of first fruits. It's not on the Sabbath. It's when? Tomorrow. What's the morrow after the Sabbath? Sunday. Guess when Jesus rose from the dead? That's not a hard question. He rose from the dead on the first day of the week, on a Sunday. So even the Old Testament testified that Jesus was going to rise on the morrow after the Sabbath. Ain't that neat?
Yes.
That's really, thank you, Ronnie. He's the only one that agrees with me. That is so neat that even the Old Testament it talked about Jesus rising from the dead on a Sunday, the first day of the week. Don't do it on the Sabbath. Do it on the morrow after the Sabbath, a picture of Christ rising, not just from the dead, but on the morrow after the Sabbath. I thought it was real neat. Anyway, there's the first fruits, and then we get to the main harvest. Turn me to 1 Corinthians chapter, back to chapter number 15. This is what we're looking for. The first fruits have already taken place. Jesus and whatever number of saints rose in Jerusalem. While you're going to 1 Corinthians 15, what happened to those saints that arose? The Bible did not say. Could it be that when Jesus ascended to heaven 40 days later, remember he walked on the earth for 40 days before he ascended to heaven, could it be that these same saints ascended to heaven with him? The Bible does not say, but I kind of think that when he went to heaven, these saints also went with Jesus. Now, 1 Corinthians 15 is what's called the main harvest. Had the first fruits, now the main harvest of believers. So much I could read here, but let's look at verse number 51 and 52. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. See, Paul was not looking for the undertaker. He was looking for the upper taker. Paul said, we're not all going to die, but we will all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, for the trump shall sound and the dead shall be raised incorruptible and we shall be changed. This is speaking of the main harvest. All the believers in Christ from the New Testament time up to this point in Christ, they will receive a resurrected body. Notice he did say we will all be changed. Those who are alive at the coming of Christ, they will receive a glorified body. But the dead will rise first. They have preeminence over us. So they come out of the graves first. The Bible says in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we did the study. That's faster than a cat's meow. Faster than 1/1,000,000th of a second. The word is atomos. And they split an atom and they count the time to 1/1,000,000th of a second. It's quicker than you can snap your finger. They come out of the grave. We won't even see it. But they come first and then we follow. What a reunion that's going to be, by the way. They come out of the grave. They receive a new body. And we shall receive a new body. So that's the main harvest. We see it again. Let's look at this reference. In 1 Thessalonians, I read this a lot at graveside. Chapter 4, 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, verse number 13. But I would not have you be ignorant. The word ignorant means uninformed. He was not calling them stupid. You bunch of stupid people. That's not what he was saying. The word ignorant means I want you to have some information. I don't want you to be uninformed. Concerning them which are asleep, there's that word again. These are believers. They're asleep, they're at rest with Christ, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive remain. Again, I can't overemphasize this. Paul was looking for the coming of Christ in his lifetime. He used that word, we which are alive remain until the coming Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep, those who are dead. Okay? For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And here it is, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. They have preeminence, but it's so quick, you're not going to be at what is that cemetery? We got that cemetery plot at Auburndale Memorial. We have some plots at Auburndale Memorial. And if the Lord comes, help yourself. I don't need it. God, they're in our name. If the Lord comes and you're lost, you can have those plots. Help yourself. But anyway, wouldn't it be something to be out there at Auburndale Memorial? You're thinking, having a funeral. I mentioned this. We're at a burial site. And the Lord just happens to come and say, man, we'll see these guys. It happens so fast, we won't see it happen. But won't that be something? The dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them. And those dead with their resurrected bodies. And be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in there. And I love this. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And God's people said, don't you believe that?
Yeah.
That's so exciting to me. It is. So you got the first fruits. These are believers. Then you have the main harvest. 1 Corinthians 15, 1 Thessalonians 4. And then you have what's called the gleanings. Real quick, turn me to Revelation chapter number 20, verses 4 and 5. And I know these who have been with us a long time, this is old hat. Look at the gleanings. These are believers who have not yet received the resurrected body.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.